Hi, I'm Pichapong Weerasethakul, and I'm a filmmaker and artist from Thailand. And it's my pleasure to introduce you to my installation, Primitive. This installation is part of the what we call Primitive project that has the feature film, shorts, video installation, and artist books. It's like many satellites. Yeah. So and the show at the New Museum is part of that is like a survey of the northeastern part of Thailand where I grew up. Yeah. So I also made a feature, the Uncle Bun Mi Who Can Recall His Past Lives. It's about this memory of the man who about to die. And for me, it's more conceptually, it's about my memory of the media I grew up with. Yeah. So the Primitive project is also in the installation part, it's also memory of the landscape and of the particular village that I travel with the crew members doing the research. And I was very struck by this history of the village. So I stayed there for several months and create video works, music video, and many things and objects and spaceship. The show is very open, so you can go in and just immerse in these moving images. It doesn't matter if you know the history or not. For me as well, when I visited the place, you know, I just absorbed and I just live there. So the sense of danger or pleasure operate in a very primal level. It's less to do with the content. You can approach it in any way, you know, whether it's about time or about memories. For me, when I went there, I didn't experience the hardship through that period of the 60s firsthand, so it become absorbed through these kids who were told stories by their parents. So in a way, I'm a third person, third-hand experience, yeah. And the audience is the same. So, you know, it just come down to the idea of time and memory. I don't have the motives of telling stories or history, but I just hope that the installation can spark imagination or curiosity that you can Google to find the information later or not. But for me, it just it's like the time that I spend there, it's like a performance in a way, and these are remnants of what I get. In fact, there's like hundreds of hours of video and activities that, you know, that's very treasured to me. So these are just like little bits and pieces. Just it's like to implant my memory into New York, into a place. Yeah. Well, for me, memory is like dream, and vice versa. You know, when you try to remember something, it's always subjective. You know, that you automatically cut out the part that you don't want to remember, and there's no truth in memory. You know, you're just kind of being your own editor. Yeah, so dream is like that as well. For me, it reflects how cinema works. Yeah. That it's a time machine and it's not quite an accurate one. It's very interesting that the older generation, some of them try to forget and try to wipe out the memory. But the younger generation wants to know, wants to get into that. And the people whom I work with are the ones who are very interested in the history. And that's why they stay on in the village. Whereas more than 50% of the teens, they left to work in bigger cities. So these kids are either very special, as interested in the history, or they are just plain lazy. So I'm really interested in both how they, yeah, everyday lives, how they go. For me, ghosts exist because of us, because our dreams, our curiosity about the afterlife, it manifests itself in our dreams, and that, you know, it's always exists, but sometimes we don't see, but we feel it, you know, at least in the belief of many people and Thai people. So I'm interested in this existence of the invisible beings, yeah, and it's almost like a perpetually around us. It can reflect the political situation in Thailand as well, that we are always in this cycle of kind of never-ending suffering of the protests or of kind of manipulation from the government. Yeah. And sometimes we are trapped in this blissful time that we prefer to be manipulated in a way. Yeah. I also think that growing up and live in Thailand is like we are ghosts as well. Sometimes we become invisible, or that we have to ignore certain things, and or we have to conform to the social codes that make us invisible. Primitive. For me, we are still in primitive stage, that we still attach to I don't know, our memories, and that we seem to be in the prison, that we need to release ourselves, that we don't know how. So we do that by dreams and by watching movies to simulate that. We still like when we were in caves, you know, when we go back in time and you see yourself drawing or telling story on the rocks. So generally is that comes from, you know, that's the term primitive that is used, and at the same time it's linked to the idea of going back home. For me, this region is the place that I never really explore. So my next movie will be the same, in the same region. So it's like a build up of this massive different kind of memory. Yeah, so which is a very primitive thing. Yeah, it's a very human. Yeah, but at another angle you can look and in the political way, of course, that how we doesn't evolve, we just being in this pool of being manipulated. Yeah. When I was in the village, when I talk to the older generation, they always talk about the light in the sky at night. Yeah, with that, it's a military flare that the army shot it on the sky and explode, and you know, you have the falling green or red lights to be able to for them to see who's on where in the forest. So this kind of light is, for me, is very beautiful when thinking about that. But also, it's for many people, it's danger. You know, if you see the installation, it's it has many layers of light, the playing of illuminations. I like this play of light that has different meanings. Also. Artificial light and natural light, and you know, the fire, the sun, and you know, that has different meanings to different people in that landscape. Yeah, and sometimes it's a destruction, you know, or sometimes it's necessary that you burn the field so that you be able to grow a new crop of rice. I did a lot of interview with older generation, the grandfather, grandmother, or mother, fathers, and the stories are very harsh. I feel very hesitant because I c- couldn't relate it, and at the same time, almost that I couldn't take it, because everywhere I went in the village has a history. You know, this place, someone was beheaded. So this one, someone was shot here. So it's become a very a heavy place for me, and I found almost like a peace with the teenagers, or the sense of carefree attitude that I was fascinated by, or they're living it over such a heavy history. Yeah. So that's why I work with them, but then I also realized that there's a different kind of suffering in a way of boredom and of cannot go ahead, or you have dreams but you cannot because of the poverty or because of the political situation, that that you always have a sense of you want to escape, or you want to always be drunk in the state of dream all the time. Yeah. So I felt the same during that time. So I try to channeling this out in text, in sketches, videos. It's a process of post-production. Is quite a long time to digest the experience. So I just try to pick the activities or the play that we had together, you know, that represent something that I remember most, that, you know, like I said, that we always edit our memory. Yeah. So these are the ones that I would like to keep.